Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a drum bus in Ableton Live 12 that feels glued, smoky, and just a little bit busted in the best way for old school jungle and darker DnB. Now, this is important. We are not trying to crush the drums into a flat brick. In drum and bass, the drum bus has a very specific job. It needs to make the kick, snare, break, ghost notes, hats, and little percussion details feel like they came from the same room, while still leaving space for the bass line to dominate the low end. That balance is the whole game. Think of the sound we're after as a damp warehouse. The drums are punchy, gritty, a little dusty, but still clear enough to hit hard. If the bus is too clean, the break can feel disconnected from the track. If it's too smashed, the groove gets blurry and the snare loses its bite. So we want glue with attitude. First, get your drum routing organized. Put your kick, snare layers, break chops, hats, percussion, and any clear drum effects into one group, and name it something obvious like drum bus jungle or drum bus dark. If you're working with a breakbeat, it's often smarter to keep the break separate from the one-shot drums at first, so you can shape the movement properly before everything gets unified. The bus is where the drums become one instrument. That's especially important in jungle, because the break has all those tiny micro-movements and ghost hits. You want those details to survive. So do your timing and sound design on the individual tracks first, then use the bus for cohesion. Now let's start with glue compressor. This is usually the first main processor on the drum bus. A really solid starting point is a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around a tenth to 3/10 of a second. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. That slowish attack is a big deal here. It lets the kick and snare transient through, so the drums still punch, while the compressor gently pulls the body together. That's the kind of glue that feels record-like, not suffocating. If your break is busy, go even lighter. Too much compression will flatten the swing and make the ghost notes feel lifeless. A nice trick is to automate the threshold a little in the arrangement. For the last bar or two before the drop, you can lower the threshold slightly, so the bus feels a touch more intense. Then let it breathe again when the drop lands. After compression, add some saturation. You can use saturator if you want controlled warmth, or drum bus if you want a little more attitude and dirt. With saturator, keep it subtle. Try 1 to 4 dB of drive, and match the output so you're not fooled by loudness. Soft clip-on is usually a good move. This gives the break a slightly more recorded, tape-worn feel. It's great for old-school textures. If you want more edge, drum bus is the move. A little drive, a touch of crunch if needed, and a small amount of transient enhancement can bring the snare forward and give the whole loop some broken-up energy. Just be careful with the low end. On a drum bus in DnB, you usually do not want to create extra sub-weight that competes with the bass line. Next, shape the tone with EQ8. This is not about surgical fixing. It's about cleaning and balancing the bus so it sits properly with the rest of the track. If there is unnecessary rumble, gently high-pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the drum bus feels muddy, try a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats or break top end are too sharp, ease off a bit around 6 to 10 Hz. And if the snare needs a little more voice, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help it speak. Here's a very useful DnB mindset. The bass line usually owns the sub, so don't let the drum bus pile up low mid junk unless that's part of the vibe you want. Especially with a Reese or a heavy rolling bass, the drums should support the bass, not fight it. If you want more snap, you can use drum bus transients or create a parallel crushed lane. That parallel approach is classic in this style. Keep your main drum bus relatively alive and dynamic, then blend in a crushed return underneath it. On that parallel lane, use a heavy compressor, maybe a saturator, and cut the low end so it only adds density and impact, not mud. That's one of the best secrets here. A little parallel dirt often sounds bigger than smashing the main bus. It preserves the ghost notes and the natural movement, while still giving you that weight and urgency. For smoky warehouse atmosphere, you can add a tiny amount of room reverb, but only if the style wants it. We're talking very subtle. Short decay, small pre-delay, low wet amount, and high cut the top so it stays dusty rather than shiny. The goal is not to wash the drums out. It's just to suggest a space. In jungle, that little bit of room can make chopped breaks feel like a real performance instead of a grid of samples. Now bring the drums back into context with the bass line. This is where the track becomes actual drum and bass. Check the low end in mono. Make sure the kick and sub are not stepping on each other. Listen to whether the snare still cuts through when the bass is playing. If the drums sound huge solo, but the drop falls apart when the bass enters. The bus is probably too heavy. A good habit is to keep the bass sub mono and centered with utility, while allowing the drums to have a little more width than the top end, hats, and ambience. That gives you a solid center and enough space around it. Then start thinking about arrangement. A drum bus in D&B should not be static. Small automation changes make a huge difference. You might push the saturation a little harder in the second half of the drop, or slightly lower the compressor threshold in the buildup. You could open the high end a touch in the second phrase, or add a tiny bit more transient lift before a fill. These are small moves, but they make the groove feel alive. This is especially effective in old school jungle. Maybe the first four bars are a little cleaner and tighter. Then the next four bars get dirtier and more aggressive, and by bar 8 you've got a filler switch off that resets the energy. That's how you keep a loop from feeling copy-pasted. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overcompress. If you're constantly seeing 5 to 8 dB of reduction, you're probably flattening the groove. Second, don't let low end pile up on the bus. Clean the rumble. Third, don't saturate so hard that the break turns to mush. And fourth, never judge the drum bus by itself for too long. Always check it with the bassline. A couple of pro tips for the style. Use reference tracks and listen for how dark, dry, forward, or roomy their drums feel. Try thinking in layers of control instead of one magic plugin. A little compression, a little saturation, a little tone shaping, and maybe a parallel lane is usually the winning combination. Also, respect the imperfections. A bit of break noise, rough transient edge, and dusty room character is part of the vibe. Here's a quick practice routine. Load a jungle break, a kick, and a snare. Group them. Put glue compressor on the bus with light gain reduction. Add saturator with a couple dB of drive and soft clip-on. Add EQ8 and trim a little mud if needed. Then loop that against a bass line and compare the bus on and off. Listen for snare focus, break cohesion, and how much room the bass line gets. If it sounds more like a finished record without losing swing, you're there. So the core idea is simple. Glue the drums, add character, protect the bass line, and keep the groove alive. If your drum bus feels like it lives inside a smoky warehouse and still leaves space for the sub to hit hard, you're in the right zone. Let's get into it.